بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has once again given us the tawfiq of gathering in His masjid to take His name. The blessings of such a gathering we have discussed previously, that Allah ta'ala sends down His sakina. Allah covers this entire gathering with His mercy. The angels surround such a gathering. Allah remembers such a gathering. In the gathering of the angels, Allah boasts to the angels about His banda who are taking His name. And as we mentioned previously, that these majalis of dhikrullah, it is so that we may get rid of our sins. Our hearts have become infested, corroded with gunas. Every day we commit so much of gunas. Our mashayikh mentioned that dhikrullah, it is the key to the locks of the heart. When a person persists in guna, in vice, whether it is anger, pride, arrogance, kibar, hasad, kina, bughz, adawat, looking at haram woman, zina, then the hearts become locked. They are locks that lock the entire heart. And when a person makes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these locks, they become opened. And when the locks of the heart become opened, then a person experiences some type of joy in his ibadat, and he moves towards the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will go towards salat, zakat, hajj and other ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bidhikrik. O Allah, open the locks of our hearts through your dhikr. So when a person makes a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these locks of the heart, they become opened. And we mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٍ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith, that everything has a polish. And the polish of the heart is dhikrullah. So one is that the locks of the heart become opened. And a person now becomes obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's able to make the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this polish. That first of all it eradicates, it removes the maladies of the heart, the diseases of the heart. And then it begins to polish and shine the heart. Because the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala settles down into the heart of the person who is making the dhikr. Dhakir. What is dhikr? As I mentioned before, dhakir kum mazkur tak ponchata hai. So now when the person is taking the name of Allah, his beloved, then he comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided so many favors upon us. If you look at our own bodies, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبُصِرُونَ The eyes we have, the ears, the nose, the mouth, the throat, the brains that we have, the hands, the heart, the liver, the kidney, the legs. All these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'mat of Allah ta'ala upon us. We haven't even counted the billions and billions of other bounties Allah has bestowed. The air, the water, the food, the nourishment, the sustenance, the clothing. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, An'amta aliyya kathiran. Oh Allah, you have provided so much for me. So many ni'mat. Show me something that I will be able to make your shukr in abundance. You've given me so much. Now I'm going to do something that will show my gratitude to you in abundance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam,
In ذَكَرْتَنِي فَقَدْ شَكَرْتَنِي.
If you make my dhikr, then you have truly showed your gratitude towards me. What is the alamat, the sign of a person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world we see, it is not possible that a person is crazy over some person. He loves some person and he doesn't mention that person. When you love somebody, you will make the dhikr, you will remember the person in abundance. So Allah says, if you make my dhikr, then you have made my shukr. فَإِن نَسِيتَنِي فَقَدْ كَفَرْتَنِي. And if you have forgotten me, you have become heedless, negligent, then you have made kufran of ni'mat. You have shown ingratitude towards me. You have not shown your appreciation to the boons and favors and ni'mat I have bestowed upon you. During Mi'raj, a lengthy incident when Rasulullah went right through the seven heavens, and when he was close to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in the kitabs that he saw a person, رَجُلٌ مُغِيبٌ فِي نُورِ الْعَرْشِ. He saw a person who was submerged in the noor of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah asked, is this person an angel? A malakun huwa? It was said, قِيلَ لَا, no. A nabiyun huwa? قِيلَ لَا. Is he a nabi? That he has got such beautiful condition that he is submerged in the noor of the arsh of Allah. As though he is gliding in this noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is he? It was then said, رَجُلٌ كَانَ لِسَانُهُ رَطْبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Such a person whose tongue was moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the world, he continuously remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, he was mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yadhkurullaha fi ahyanihi kulli. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all. Mashayikh see that not one lamha, not even for one second, we should become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these programs are for ta'aleem, to teach us, remind us to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we remove from our hearts all the filth that we have. We have been accumulating. And now we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are cleansed, we are purifying ourselves. We feel ourselves lighter. And now we want to enjoy the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every chance we get, we want to take the name of Allah in the car. Chalte, pirte, aata pehar ho, Allah, Allah, all the time. Allah, Allah. And this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people ask during the week, that what is istiqamat and how do we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this path of suluk and going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it a very difficult path? Are there so many challenges? Each day does it become harder and harder? No. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. When a person gives his hand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this path mazedar. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. وَأَشْرَفَ الْإِتَانِي رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ لِمُجَدَّدِ مِلَّةِ. He has mentioned, what is hayat al-tayyibah? That person who obeys Allah, brings iman in Allah, does amal al-saliha, he has iman, then this life in this world becomes ba-lutf. Ba-lutf zindagi. It becomes enjoyable. There will be obstacles. There will be obstacles in his path. He will have to face some hardship. But each time he overcomes his hardship, how is he overcoming this hardship? Now he has got Allah with him. He has got the ma'iyyat of Allah. When a person has Allah with him, then it is nothing. They say a lomri, a fox, is very coward. This is the nature of the fox. It has cowardice in it.
But the moment a sher comes, the lion comes and places its paw on the back of the lomri and says, I am behind you. Then you see how the lomri, how the foxholes are jumping. It will have the courage and the pluck even to chase and go and attack a cheetah or a leopard then. We are all like fox. We are so coward-like. But when we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings with us, then we are able to overcome any hurdle in our life. And each time a person overcomes a hurdle, he gains closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore these majalis we have, so that we remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's kindness, Allah's favor, Allah's mercy. Perhaps some person is feeling depressed and he feels that, or he loses hope. People are suffering from various type of problems. Many are caught in such sin, such guna. The shaitan makes them feel that now you are in this illicit relationship. There is no way out for you. So you rather continue indulging in this. It makes you feel miserable. You feel sick. People begin to cry. They become depressed. Men, women, so many of them. Allah save us. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Nobody should feel that he is clean and free from all these type of gunas. May Allah Ta'ala not test us through these type of sins. But by making the dhikr of Allah, Allah directs our attention that Allah is with us. And no matter what the sin may be, no matter what the sin may be, no matter what the vice and evil the person is caught into, he is trapped, or she is trapped. But by making the dhikr of Allah in the prescribed manner of the mashayikh, then a person rids all these gunas slowly, slowly, slowly from his heart. His heart becomes more pure and clean. When the heart becomes pure, then his a'mal become pure, and now he finds, or she finds herself out of this maze field or this trap, and moving towards an open path. Just that person in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq of making his dhikr correctly. With khushu and khudu. When you make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must ponder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget everything besides Allah. Forget the shop, the wife, the children, and all our other problems. Remove from our heart ghairullah. That is why when we say, La ilaha illallah, we make takhliyah. We remove from the heart everybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take out ghairullah. We take out everybody besides Allah. The love for everything we have, the dunya, everything comes out. And we say, illallah, we fill in our heart the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. When a person says, La ilaha illallah, if there is no hijab, there is no barrier between the person, between his kalima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Between the person and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mashayikh say, ulama say, that a person should make tasawwur and imagine that there is a column of nur coming from the arsh of Allah directly into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. سد درو شریف اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد المبارك. لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا اله الا الله. لا اله الا الله. لا إله إلا 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 الله. لا إله
illa Allah. La ilaha 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 illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illa Allah, 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 illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Again, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most sweetest manner. Allah's name is the most sweetest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is so soothing. When you think, when you say Allah, then ponder and reflect and imagine that the entire universe is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah. The skies are saying Allah. The sun, the moon, the stars. Everything is saying Allah, Allah. The earth is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, angels are saying Allah, mankind is saying Allah, every plant is saying Allah, every insect is saying Allah, every animal is saying Allah, every bird is saying Allah, every tree is saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, every sand particle is saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, every hair on the body of a believer is saying Allah, Allah. When we say Allah, when we pull the Allah, we should feel the difference in our heart. We feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming into our heart. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, inche shiri nastanam, شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ 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 اللہ
جائے ایک میدانے ہو تو
hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aab-o-gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو نظر آئے دیکھو جیدر. اللہ 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 مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے, خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ, لا نحصی ثناء علیک, انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. اللہم انا نستغفرک ونتوب الیک, فاغفر لنا وتب علینا, فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر, لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم, جزا اللہ عنا محمدا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما هو اہلہ. یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, اصلح لنا شأننا کلہ, ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا ولا الى احد من خلقک طرفة عین. یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا راحم المساکین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, یا ذا الجلال والاکرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حنان يا منان, يا بديع السماوات والأرض, يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. Oh my most beloved Allah, forgive us all our sins, my Allah. Every sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the time we came into this world, ya Allah, right till this very day, ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, in the broad daylight, in the darkness of the night, ya Allah, in public, in privacy, ya Allah, whatever filthy gunas we committed, my Allah, the vice, the evil, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we thought nobody was watching us, but ya Allah, you are Sami', you are Basir, you are watching everything we did, my Allah. Ya Allah, your angels were recording every sin we committed, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah, every sin we committed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we have committed sins, ya Allah. We regret committing those sins, my Allah. You are sattar, ya Allah. You conceal those sins from every person, my Allah. You are ghaffar al-dhunub, sattar al-uyub, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are most loving, most kind, you are rahim. Innaka afuun kareem, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna ya kareem. Oh, my Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we enjoyed making dua to you and repenting, my Allah. We made so much of promises to you, my Allah, that we will not go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the month of Ramadan, we still went to those many, many sins that we were committing, my Allah.
But may Allah, you are so kind, so merciful, Ya Allah. Shower upon us your special mercy, Ya Allah, of forgiveness, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, purify us, may Allah. Give us a new clean slate, Ya Allah. Make us pure and make our hearts musaffa, mujalla, muzakka, Ya Allah. Make it be clean and pure, may Allah. Allahumma aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik. Oh, may Allah. So many sins we are committing, Ya Allah. So many people have written, so many people have phoned and SMS, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are not, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of, Ya Allah, presenting our amal before you, Ya Allah. We feel ashamed, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, but you are so kind, so kind, so kind, may Allah. People have lost hope, may Allah, they are in despair. You have said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Oh, my most beloved Allah, we are not losing hope, may Allah. You are our Raja, you are our hope, may Allah. We are turning to you again, Ya Allah. Whatever sin we had committed, Ya Allah, whether it was zina of the eyes, whether it was zina of the ears, zina of the tongue, zina of the mind, zina of the private parts, may Allah. Ya Allah, whether it was going to the rave clubs or the disco dancing clubs, Ya Allah, whether it was taking wine and alcohol and liquor, whether it was gambling, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, whether it was any filthy guna, Ya Allah, whatever it was, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. No person can question you, my Allah. You can do whatever you wish, Ya Allah. Nobody can ask you any question, my Allah. If you forgive us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will become happy, my Allah. Shaitan will become sad. Oh, my Allah, make Shaitan displeased, my Allah. Make him be sad, my Allah. Shaitan wants to take many, many, many people into Jahannam with him, my Allah. We do not want to go to Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, take us to Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Oh, my most kind Allah, my most beloved Allah, my most Rahim Allah, my most Kareem Allah. Ya Sami'a Saut, Ya Muntaha Kulli Shakwa. Oh, my Allah, we are only complaining to you, my Allah, of our feebleness, our weakness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we complain to you, Ya Allah, of our sins, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are not kamzor, you are not weak, you are qawi, you are samad, you are ghani. Ya Allah, you have said, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are faqir, faqiruka bi babik, ubayduka bi finaik, wasailuka bi finaik. Oh, my Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull your noor into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to shun sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us cheat and deceive and lie and make ghibat and carry tales and cause problems and slander and mock and ridicule and belittle and humiliate people, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba-i kiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, the salafi salihin. Allah, hum sabko zakirin mein se bana, shakirin mein se bana. Ya Allah, mu'mineen, muwahideen, muslimin, muttaqeen mein se bana. Ya Allah, make us all yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara ban ja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not feeling happy in this life, Ya Allah. This life of vice and evil, Ya Allah. Give us hayat al-tayiba. Give us hayat al-tayiba, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us hayat al-tayiba. Oh, my Allah, guide us, my Allah. Put us on sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Make this life, Ya Allah, in this world, a blissful, a happy life. Not a one of misery and wretchedness. Ya Allah, make us feel happy and good, my Allah. Make us come towards your ibadat, your itaat, the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us halawati iman. Give us istilzadu ta'at. Make us enjoy your ibadat, my Allah. Oh, may Allah, make our tongues moist and ratb in your dhikr, Ya Allah. And the tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Keep us away from all types of gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us away from all types of filth, Ya Allah. Do not make us cast lustful glances on haram women, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us to fulfill the rights of our wives, Ya Allah. Make them fulfill our rights, Ya Allah. Oh, Allah, help us to fulfill the rights of our parents, my Allah. Help us to become obedient to our parents, my Allah. Make our children, Ya Allah, fulfill our rights, Ya Allah. Make them the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh, my Allah, protect us from the sharr of the sharir, from the fitna of the fitteen,
of the hasad of the hasideen. Oh my Allah, accept all our majalis, all our dhikr, whatever programs that are taking place in this masjid, ya Allah, and wherever, whichever masjid in the world, my Allah, accept, ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Accept us, ya Allah, to go in your path, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, accept the work of tazkiyah and khankas, ya Allah. Accept the work of our mashayikh, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those mashayikh who are living, ya Allah, give them sihat and taqat, ya Allah, and tandarusi. Ya Allah, make their face be arm and tam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us benefit from this ayah for long, my Allah. Those mashayikh, ya Allah, who have passed on, especially our Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali, give him the highest of stages, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make his, ya Allah, his mission that, ya Allah, that he was crying over, ya Allah, day and night, to unite the hearts of people, to connect them to you, my Allah. Help us to continue this mission with ikhlas, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be a sawab-e-jariya for him, ya Allah. A means of sadaqah for him, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not make us do such things that we will disgrace our deceased ones, my Allah, in the qabr. Ya Allah, do not make us do that amal, that when they will be shown our amal, they will feel embarrassed, ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not embarrass us on the day of qiyamah, ya Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of qiyamah, ya Allah, raise us with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in this world, ya Allah, Allahumma rzuqna shahadatan fi sabilik, wal mawta bi baladi habibika, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, what other hope can we have, my Allah? But to be buried in Baqi, to be raised with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba-i Kiram, ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhi majma'een. Oh, my Allah, the day of Qiyamah. Make Nabiya Kareem somebody waiting for us. Make us go running to him, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him embrace us, ya Allah. That we can feel the coolness of his body and coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. Make him be smiling and happy with us, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, bless us with the Hawza Kawthar, ya Allah. From his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us be in the Zumrah of the Saliheen, ya Allah. In the Jamaat of the Muttaqeen. Ya Awliya, ya Muqarrabeen, my Allah. Include us in your special list of friends, my Allah. Although we do not deserve to be there, my Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Overlook our faults, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, my Allah. We need your assistance, ya Allah. We need your assistance, ya Allah. Without you, we are failures, my Allah. There is no way we can go to, my Allah. There is no peace, there is no contentment, ya Allah. Our houses are on fire, my Allah. Husband and wives are fighting, my Allah. Children are disobedient to their parents, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One merciful glance, one nigah of your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, it will help us in this world. Qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Oh Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning. Without any hisab kitab, ya Allah. Protect us from all fitnas and fasad. Especially the fitna of Dajjal, ya Allah. Protect our wives and children, our parents, ya Allah. Our family members, our relatives. Our neighbors, ya Allah. Our mutalliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, ya Allah. All the marhumeen, grant me jannatul firdaus. Those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. Different types of problems and diseases, my Allah. So many of them have got cancer, ya Allah. So many got heart problems, so many got tumors, and different diseases we have not even heard of before, my Allah. Give them all shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, ya Allah. Do not make us suffer from those deadly diseases, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, whatever problems our brothers and sisters are suffering from, remove all those difficulties. Remove the difficulties of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially these brothers, ya Allah, ulama, mashayikh sitting here, hufaz kiram, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many are your friends sitting here, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, and they are weak ones like myself, my Allah. We have raised our hands. Our mothers and sisters were listening so patiently at home, my Allah. Over the receiver, or in the madrasa, wherever they may be, my Allah. Grant each person the jais, request and dua, my Allah. Fulfill all our desires. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarina idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwak. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the hajj of all those going for hajj, make it easy for them, give them hajj maqbool, mabrur, inshaAllah.